Hello everyone, I'm Karthik Jaiwal. I'm the Senior Service Engineer in MSIT. I'm responsible for administering Configuration Manager in Microsoft IT environment.
Great. Let's take a look on the agenda of today. So basically, we were talking about three things. The first thing we're going to talk about is I will let Karthik from an IT administrator perspective to introduce what's the challenge he is facing to manage such a larger organization to using Configuration Manager 2012 to handle all these challenges. And the second portion, we're going to walk you through with demos on how people actually leverage the endpoint protection as well as the client status inside Configuration Manager 2012 to handle these challenges in their daily life. And then the last part, the Karthik going to go ahead to show you guys what's the finding, what's the lesson learned, and the final result Microsoft IT got after they applying Configuration Manager 2012 to running all their clients. So this is what we're going to present today. And then after the presentation, we will reserve 10 to 15 minutes to answer any questions you may have. Okay, so this is today's agenda, how it looks like. And before I jump into the details, I'd like to ask you guys a question. How many of you guys or you saw your customers are managing, let's say, more than 10,000 client computers in their organization? Do you mind just raise your hands? Come on, guys. Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to raise the bar a little bit higher. How about 100,000 client computers? Anyone? It's great. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I ask these questions because I have a friend here has been asked to manage such a situation. This organization has more than 250 global locations with 100,000 plus users worldwide and also 200,000 plus computers with 70,000 mobile devices. So what do you think as an IT administrator to be asked to manage such a large, complex organization? Do you feel it's a challenge? Maybe so. But how about I double the size of all the numbers listed here? What do you think, Karthik?
Okay. Yeah, Jason, before we will get into the numbers, how our environment, how many clients we have and how many users we have, let's give some key facts about MSIT environment. We have our headquarters in Redmond, and we have 500 locations, or office locations, across the globe, spanning US, Europe, and Asia, and other countries. And the link between these two, these locations and headquarters is pretty much FastLink. And also, we have around 180,000 users, including FTEs and vendors. We do manage more than whatever Jason mentioned. We have around 280,000 computers, and most of them are desktops, majority of them, and also with laptops. Ours is a heterogeneous network with different type of operating systems, mainly Windows 7 and also Windows 2008, which is a server operating system. I know it's not only Windows 2008 is not only on the data center, it's also on the client's client environment because we do a lot of testing, coding that's been done in the environment. So lot of coders use the Windows 2008 server R2 for the testing. And also we have another Vista OS, which is very minimal, like 1%. Apart from that, we do have 125,000 mobile devices connecting to CARPNET to get their mail access through Exchange. So with that key facts, I'm going to talk about the challenges that I am facing on a day-to-day admin work. Okay. If you want me to categorize what are the four or major challenges I have as an IT admin to maintain client security as well as client health, I would categorize them into four different categories. First one is, it's very, very critical to have all these machines secured with anti-malware software. And since ours is a very heterogeneous network, as I said before, it's very important to have a unified anti-malware software and deploy that and also administer that from the centralized location. That's one challenge. And once we have that agent installed, we have to have the secure these machines with the latest and greatest definition updates, because definition updates are very dynamic. They get released multiple times a day. So we need to secure these machines as soon as possible when the new update gets released. For all this, we need to have an LT agent, meaning configuration manager agent. So we have to maintain the client health on all these machines and to do other core service delivery like patch management, software distribution, operating system deployment, so on and so forth. So it's having an LT agent is very important. For that, we need to know what's going on the client side. We need to know what are the top 10 issues or top issues that are impacting client health for us. So these are all the main challenges, I would say, when it comes to client security and the client health. So before we get on to how we overcome this, Jason, can you tell me what's the new in endpoint protection so that then I can share about how we deployed endpoint protection agent in MSIT?
Sure, Karthik. So let's take a look what's new in endpoint protection 2012. So as some of you guys who participate yesterday's endpoint protection overview session, you may already saw this slide somewhere. Okay. So the slides just mentioned that we have a couple of nice things. But my personal favorite is actually three things. The first thing is the seamless integration between Forefront, or now called System Center Endpoint Protection 2012, with Configuration Manager. Because as you guys may aware, in, let's say, Forefront 2010 days, the Forefront protection has its own reporting point, has its own database. So as an IT admin, you have to spend some additional extra effort to make sure it works with Configuration Manager. But in 2012, everything has been integrated. No need to do any additional manual installation. The second point I'd like to highlight here is within those improvements, right now we will be able to be confident to promise that for any malware or virus attack who is infected, those clients with EP agent enabled, the endpoint protection 2012 will be able to notify the administrator within 5 minutes by alert or even email subscriptions. So that's really helpful to allow security admin to take some immediate actions in case, you know, their client has been attacked. And then the third part, my personal favorite, is the building security admin roles. You guys may feel that, okay, it seems not a big deal. You guys just added some security roles. That's common. But what I heard from some of our customers is in their organization, the people who play with Configuration Manager is a separate team, different compared to those folks who focus on security. So Configuration Manager folks don't really want a security expert to mix up all their CM configurations. So within this security admin role introduced, you can offer all the necessary privileges for those security admin to do all those EP operations without the possibility to touch other unnecessary CM configuration for other portions. So that's really helpful for those larger organizations who has this kind of business needs. Okay, Karthik, within all this new feature, exciting stuff introduced in the latest version, so what do you guys did in Microsoft IT to really handle all these challenges you just mentioned?
Okay. So before we started rolling out SCEP Agent, we had a couple of questions in front of us. First one is the actual scalability. With the large set of clients we have in our environment, how do we scale this? How do we have the deployment going on? Because you need Config Manager agent and you also need SCEP agent. So you need to have Configuration Manager agent before we do the SCEP agent. So is there a concurrent deployment? Do we have to do a software distribution? Or do we have to do some kind of a scripting? Those were all the questions from the deployment perspective. Once the agent is installed, the next question we came up with is how reliably we can send the security definition updates, whether we can do these definition updates through another patch deployment. So these were all the questions that we were going through our mind. So first, let's see how we deployed Config Manager as well as the Skep agent. So Skep agent is totally integrated with the Config Manager agent. As Jason mentioned, it's tightly integrated in such a way that the Skep agent bits are already part of the client agent bits. So if you are installing or upgrading your Config Manager agent, you don't have to send Skep agent separately. The bits are already there in the cache on the local machine. All, everything is a client agent setting. No need to set up any kind of a software distribution deployment or a patch deployment. All you have to do is go and enable one small setting and automatically the machines and apply that to a collection. So the machines that are in that collection will get this new policy and then install or just tap that agent and install the Skep agent. How we did this through phased approach. We install the Config Manager agent and make them part of a collection and apply this setting so the, whenever the machine gets into the collection, we'll also get the Skep agent. We did this through different phases, meaning anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000 machines per phase so that we can scale it accordingly. After we install the Skep agent, there is a policy that needs to be applied. Basically, what time you want to run the scan, what are the different type of scan you want to run, and what are the exclusion paths, and these are all the standard settings for the Skep agent. Those are all already part of a template in Config Manager. So we just tweaked that little bit and applied those policy on the same collection. So the machine got the Config Manager agent, Skep agent, and the policy very seamlessly. And it has simplified the agent deployment a lot for us. And we are going to show our settings and policies and everything in the upcoming demo. After the agent is installed, it is very important for you to find out how the agent deployment is going on, how the definition updates are going on. Config Manager has this one-and-all dashboard in the console itself where you can pick and choose your collection and then see the status of the agent as well as the definition update status. Demo also covers this portion of it. And also we use in MSIT the in-console alerts and email subscription. So whenever there is a machine that gets infected by malware, it's going to automatically send the alert through the 5-minute data channel that Jason mentioned before, and it's going to be reporting to the server immediately. And when that information comes to the server, it's going to create an alert, and also we use the email subscription, so it sends the email to the right distribution list. Even in MSIT, the security team handles the Skep definition status as well as the patch management status. So they don't have full rights to the console. They monitor this email subscription and then watch out for the mail if there is any attack on in the environment. This is based on the Skep role, RBA role, that Jason mentioned before. So we use that for our customers, our MSIT, and also the security team. And then give access only to the emails and alerts. And last one is, Skep also has firewall policies, but we don't use firewall policy in MSIT because there wasn't any business requirement for that because firewall policies are handled by GPO and other. There's a separate team for that too. Okay. So now I've talked about the deployment, how we did the deployment. The next important piece is, how are we doing the definition updates? One of the coolest features that I saw in Config Manager is automatic deployment tool. We use that to a large extent for our patch management as well as for the definition updates. To just brief you up on that, this is a rule that you set one time on the Config Manager and then define the classification and products and schedule it, give a frequency. And automatically, it will create the patch deployment or the definition deployment for you, and then release it to the respective collections. We do this multiple times a day. We run this rule so that the machines are getting updated with definition updates dynamically or more frequently. You may think, what other benefits that ADR has? Since we have a big network, any kind of a change, any kind of a deployment, we think from the network, infrastructure load, and the impact on the WAN. We think from that angle. So this ADR, deploying definition updates through ADR, has minimizes the WAN impact a lot. Because if you are having a WSS server, and all machines are connecting to two or three WSS server across the WAN, it's going to impact your network performance. But with the ADR, the deployment is already there. It's already getting distributed on a, regularly to all the distribution points. Clients will automatically talk to the local distribution points and get the content. This will reduce your minimize the WAN impact. And also, we were kind of skeptical whether it's going to support ongoing definition updates, or is it going to just do the first time, one-time definition updates, whether it's going to do the definition updates regularly. But it has worked so far very well for us. It takes care of the initial definition update as well as the daily definition updates that gets released. And the last one is we have also seen sometimes when there is a deadline passed, all clients go and talk to the server and get these updates, definition updates. Will there be a load on the network? But there is a randomization already built in the logic. So whenever there is a deadline, not all clients going to go and get these updates. There is a 45 minutes to 1 hour gap, random gap, so there, it's staggered accordingly, so there won't be any impact on the network. Also, this is the last point is a very important one. Say, if your infrastructure is having some issues for definition updates to go and get it from WSS or even the config manager, is there a fallback point or a failover strategy? Yes, config manager has it, and in MSIT we use this. I'm going to show how we have set this up. The first point of failover is if config manager is not there, it's going to go to WSS, and if not, it goes to Microsoft update and Windows update. So at any time, even if your config manager is having some hierarchy is having some problem, you can be assured that your definition updates are getting installed on the machines. Okay, with that, I'm going to show the client agent setting that we use for deployment, and also the client policies that we are using, also the dashboard. Just a quick note, it's the live environment. It's a Microsoft IT environment. So the data that you are seeing is the live from the Microsoft environment. Let's start with the deployment policy. So in Configuration Manager, on the administration wonder bar, there is a node called Client Settings where you can set up your hardware inventory, software inventory, and any kind of a client agent settings. So here is this is the same place where Endpoint Protection Agent also get the client agent. So we have a separate policy called Endpoint Protection, and these are all the settings that we follow. First one is, you have to set up the install endpoint protection agent setting equals true. Then it will go and trigger the installation on these machines once we apply this setting to a collection. Also, it will take care of uninstalling and reinstalling the old anti-malware software, most of the anti-malware software that is existing on the machines. Also, if there is any reboot required, it will suppress the reboot, and we use that setting. And also, we have, this is the last setting. The last setting is, The last setting is the disable alternate source. We turned it to be false because we want to use the alternate source for definition updates. Once you create this policy, deploy it to the right collection, then all these machines in the collection will get this policy and will get the escape agent. So once the agent is installed, we have to check what are the policies that we are setting up in MSIT. So this is the policies are under assets and compliance node under anti-malware policies folder. The policies that we use are having a lot of settings. I'm going to go quickly on three or four important settings that we use. The scheduled scan is, we run scan on Sunday, 2 a.m. every week, quick scan. And also, one second. Sunday, 2 a.m. Quick scan. And also the last point one is the limit CPU usage, which is very important because whenever you run the scan, the machine can get, it's resource intensive sometimes, so you may get the CPU usage goes to higher level. So you can stop the scan when at the threshold, like 20% of, when it hits 20% of the threshold, the scan can stop. Okay? We use this setting. And also what type of scans that we run is we don't scan the emails and attachments because emails, running the scan against email attachments will take a lot of time and resource on the machines. But we do scan against USBs, and we don't run on the network drives because it may cause some performance issues also. Okay, but the last setting that I'm going to show is the definition updates. We do run the scan every 11 hours to check for the definition updates, and also on a daily basis, and also one more time at 3 a.m. to make sure the machine gets the latest definition updates. And this is the setting that I was talking about, the alternate definition updates. Sorry. Yeah. So this is the place where you can give the order, whether you want to go with the configuration manager for the definition update first or the WSS. This is the order that we follow, but you can change the order in your environment. Okay. And the next one is dashboard. Dashboard is under monitoring Wunderbar setting, and there is a separate, okay, let me select this. This is the dashboard, and you can get to choose the collections and see the status for each and every collection. I'm on the left side, you can see your deployment status, how many clients have got the deployment, the Skype agent on their machines, how many are pending, how many are having issues, operational issues, to get the Skype agent. On the right side, this is the malware remediation status. So say if a machine gets infected by malware, the remediation will be taken care of by the agent automatically. What are the issues and how many of them have got rectified by Skype agent? And also you can see the top five malwares that are affected in your environment. And also at the bottom, you can see the operational status, meaning if there is any issue going on the client side, say the agent service is stopped, could not be started, or it needs a reboot, any kind of your day-to-day activities or issues can be seen at the bottom. And the last one is a very important one, your definition status. That is very important because you need to know how secured all your machines are. So you can see on the right side how many machines have 3 days old of definition updates. Anything up to 3 days is comparatively or relatively good. Anything older than 3 to 7 days is it's not okay. And the very critical one is older than 7 days. So this is the status. This gives the clear status of your definition updates. One other thing I want to point out is these are all not hard links. You can drill down to these links. When you click on it, it's going to go and show what are all the machines and what are all the malwares that are affecting those machines to the finest details. You can get onto that level. But due to security reasons, we are not allowed to show that information here. Okay. Okay. With that, I'm going to switch back to the presentation. Now we have talked about the security piece. Let's talk about the client health, which is called as client status in Config Manager 2012. Before we ask Jason what's new in client health, I'm going to show the challenges that we have in Microsoft IT environment. We have tons and tons of custom scripts when it comes to client health. When we have to do any kind of remediation that we do, we have to run some script. Let it be hardware inventory kickoff, or doing a WMI check or WMI diag. Everything is through the scripts. And also, when it comes to script, it needs a lot of manual effort too. Someone has to run the script, monitor it, see the machines are getting healthy or not. So it needs some admin time also there. And most importantly, we don't have a clear indication of active and inactive clients, meaning an unhealthy machine can be either offline or really unhealthy. So we don't have to get to really identify the inactive clients. And also the last one is we don't, due to the inactive clients, we can't really define our metrics and threshold. What's the right threshold for identifying an inactive machine? So these are all the challenges that we have for MSIT. So I'm going to call Jason to talk about client health, what's new in client health, and then I'll talk about how we deployed it and how it helped us.
Thanks, Karthik. Just as Karthik mentioned, all these challenges we not only hear from Microsoft IT, but also based on the feedback we collected from our customer, they all have similar problems when they're talking about client health. Actually, just yesterday, I hear from my manager, one customer approaching him and saying they are running on 2007 SP2, and they have a 7 dedicated person who is running all those customized scripts to ensure client health. So this is actually the customer pain point we hear. And the reaction in Configuration Manager 2012 is we kind of redesign the whole thing, the client status, or you can call it client health. So basically, we now offer two different solutions. The first one is client activity. This one is pretty similar to the tools we offered in 2007 days. It will tell you how many of your clients are active or inactive within a configurable criteria. And the second thing is the client check. This is something brand new we introduced in Configuration Manager 2012. It is nothing more than a client-side evaluation engine. So we will try to walk you through more details on client check in later slides within demo. So basically, client check will be able to tell you how many of your clients is in a functioning state, meaning the configuration manager client installed on these computers is still able to talk to site server and ready to execute any further actions you'd like him to execute. So that's how client checks offer the value. Okay, let's take a quick look. So client activity, I summarize, there's 5 things. The first thing is we have configurable criteria for you to define your own definition regarding what you consider to be active or what consider to be inactive. So we offer you different approach, like you can monitor if client is sending DDR, sending inventory report, or still request policy, or sending state message to the site server. So based on all this information, you can define, okay, exceed certain limits, then I will consider this client as inactive. So this is kind of flexible way for you to do that. And then the second thing is we have certain integration with AD. Because you know, in AD, we have some useful information like, let's say, last logon time. So when we're talking about client is active or inactive, sometimes we might rely on the information from AD to provide us more visibility. For example, if I see, okay, this client is inactive for a while, then I may want to know what's the last logon time for people to log on this machine. So I will really understand if this the people, the owner of this computer is just to take a vacation or there's something other things wrong. Okay. And then the third thing is just to apply the user-centric design. We will enable you to view all this information by collection. And also we have comprehensive charts, which I'm going to show you in a few seconds in the demo. And also we have in-console alert. So this is all about client activity. So more important for client check. So what's client check? As I mentioned, client check is a client-side evaluation engine which we are running in a daily basis on client side. What this engine doing is it will perform several predefined rules to do some check. The goal for this check is to understand if the configuration manager client installed on this computer is still functioning or not. And then once problem has been detected, this engine will not only report back the issues to site server, but also try to do something to fix the problem. So also, another important thing is this client check, this engine, evaluation engine, is not a separate tool as we used to have as a separate tool, but it's kind of fully integrated with CM client, meaning once you have configuration managed client installed on this computer, then this client check engine has already been enabled. You don't really need to do any extra effort here. And this is the remediation I mentioned, I'm talking about. The idea to have this is this engine will try to fix those most common problems admins seeing in their everyday life on those client computers.
Okay, I would like to emphasize this point because auto remediation has helped us in MS-80 a lot. The reason is it's not only monitoring the client health, it does some common issues. It auto remediates the common issues. So no, we stopped some scripts, running some scripts, and then this has done the work for us, most of the work for us. So thanks.
Yes. Okay, there's also, we have Charles Alert. So without further delay, let's take a look on, you know, how client status looks like in Configuration Manager 2012. Okay, so by going to the monitoring node and click client status, you will immediately see an overview page here. So basically, you may feel it looks similar to the endpoint protection dashboard Karthik just showed to you guys. But that's because we share the same look and feel where we're doing the UI design. The purpose is to offer admin a familiar environment to handle all those operations across different features. So basically, there's two different parts. For the left portion, let me just zoom. Okay. The left portion is kind of important SLA the IT admin will usually be care about. So it will show you guys, you know, that the, in the top, there's a percentage, meaning how many clients you are managing is actually in a good shape, and what's the percentage of these clients. So right now, you can see in the small demo bench I have, the percentage is kind of 95%, not bad. And then you may have further questions. So, okay, I know that's the overall situation, but what's the detail, you know, categories? So you will be able to see those, here. You will be able to view the detail categorized result in this line here. Of course, the green icon, meaning that, okay, there's, let's say, 862 clients, they are in good shape. No need to care about them. Just leave them there. They can perform any operations you want them to do. The thing really concerned me as IT admin is there's 41. So here we offer the link, which is a dynamic link. You will be able to click and immediately know, show you the list of computers who has these problems. Okay. You will be able to view their details, know what's happening, what's wrong there, and take some further actions. So this is all about in the left side. Some numbers, some, you know, percentage, some SLA you care about or even can share with your managers. And in the right side, there's some actionable information I'm going to show you later. Oh, there's one more thing I forgot to mention is here, you see that we divided your clients into active within inactive. As I just mentioned, it is all controlled by the client activity. So you may have the question, okay, I know there's some criteria we can define. So what's the place I can set my own preference? So the place is just right on here, client status settings. Let me just zoom. Okay, so here is the place you can set your own criteria. So in which condition these client computers should be considered as inactive in your organization. For example, in my organization or in my demo, I will say, okay, if exceed 7 days, this client computer didn't request any policy or didn't do anything like this, I will consider them as inactive. But also you can modify that to, you know, like 1 day or some other parameter which makes sense to you. So here is the place for you to make the configuration.
In MS-IT, we use the out-of-box setting, which is similar to this.
Okay. So now you may have questions. Okay, I know, but I have some trouble on certain clients. What I should do? So here in the right side is the place for you to get more information to take further actions. So here we show you a chart which summarized those top five errors discovered on all those clients you are managing. So there's kind of ranking here. You see, okay, my top five failure right now is SMS agent host service startup type is not right. Ideally, it should be automatic because Configuration Manager client is rely on this service to always up and running to make sure it will do things like retrieve policy or go back to, you know, ask for further operation instructions. So these are the places, are the informations you need to do further troubleshooting to solve this problem. But as I said, as we introduced auto-remediation in this release, we can take a look what's the difference for admin if they have this problem. So next, I'm going to show you a demo. I'm going to make some trouble on one client, and then we will see how auto-remediation can really fix the problem for me. Okay. So now let me switch to, okay, so this is a typical Win7 box within CM client installed. So right now, let me just jump into the service tabs. Okay, here I see my SMS agent host service is in good shape. It's started. It has been set as startup type is automatic. So I plan to do something. I plan to make some trouble here. So let me just go here. Okay, so I've gone through some, I will disable this service. So what happened after I apply this is next time when this machine reboot, the SMS agent host service will not up and running because I set it as disabled. Then the CM client on this client computer basically is not functioning because it won't, you know, retrieve any policy or do any other things. So let's take a look on what client check will do if they detect these problems. So I plan to do a comparison. Now, first, I'd like to turn off the remediation because by default, the remediation functionality is already there, but we offer a functionality for you to turn off remediation in case you want to protect some mission critical servers. So I will gonna leverage this feature for demo purpose. So I set this value to true, meaning that, okay, client check, don't do remediation even if you found problems. And then let me just manually launch the client check. So client check is actually a scheduled task will be triggered by Windows task scheduler in a configured schedule. So here, just for demo purpose, I will manually run it. Okay. Okay, let's take a look on the log, see what's happened here. Okay, this is the log. Okay, so we will see that, okay, all those predefined rules has been kicked off. It has up and running. So in the backend right now, the client check is actively, you know, executing all those predefined rules to check is there anything wrong on those client computers. And let's take a look. Okay, there's some yellow lines, meaning that the client check found out there's certain rules is not applicable on these client computers. That may caused by, you know, certain services not enabled here. For example, the remote control service may not be enabled on this computer or some other reasons. So there's nothing wrong. But here we see a red line is reporting. Let me just zoom. It's reporting back. Okay. Actually, client check found out SMS agent host service startup type has been modified by someone from automatic to disabled. And then it will just, since I turn off the remediation, it will just report back the message to the site server, to admin. Okay, let us take a look on what's happening on the UI. Right now, I will manually trigger the state message because usually it takes 15 minutes, but for demo purpose, I don't think you guys want to wait for 15 minutes. Okay, let's switch back to the admin console. So let's take a look on number here before I click refresh. So here you see the number is 40. I have 40 troublesome client computers need to worry about. So also, for this error, I have 8.1 fail in this error. Let's click refresh. Oops. I have one more here. Okay. The number has been grown from 40 to 41. So what's happened? It's just because I, you know, disable the SMS agent host service startup type, and the client check is detect this problem and report this problem, but not fix this problem because I intentionally turn off the remediation. So I will be able to dig into detail. This is the machine number. I mean, this is just this client, okay? And I will be able to view the error details in here, you know, so for further troubleshooting. But This is just to show you how client check will be able to identify problem and report back problem. But moreover, I guess no one here you want to, you know, spend your valuable time to really fix all those tiny little problems. So actually, client check will be able to fix this problem without you even notice that. So now let's take a look. In usual case, by default, how client check will automatically fix these problems. Okay, so let me just switch back to the UI. Okay, guys, please be remember that the number here now is turns to be 40 to 41. I have one more trouble, but I'm going to solve it right now. So I go back to client. I, you know, launch the service. Okay, the service is still disabled because no one is currently is helping him. No one really should try to fix the problem. But I can't do that. So what I do is I go back to the registration key. I turn off the remediation. Please be noted that by default, the remediation is always on. You don't really need to go here. It's only for in certain scenario, you may want to protect certain mission critical service. You might want to leverage this or only for the demo purpose. So usually by default, the value here is false, meaning that the remediation is always on. Okay, so I turn on the remediation, and this time, if I run client check, it will not only detect problem, but it will try to fix the problem and report back. So let me just launch client check. Okay, and see, let's take a look on log. Okay, so client check is running again. It's trying to just perform the check based on the predefined rules, which we stored in the client side. Okay, let me just highlight here. Okay, so it's doing different things, like, you know, check WMI if the Windows instrumentation, you know, repository is fine or not. Check some other important service, including this SMS agent host service. Oh, now I see from the log the client check already done his job. Okay, so here. The red line, let me just highlight. Red line told me that, okay, client check, he found the problem, and he successfully remediated the problems. Okay, that's good. And then let's take a look on what's happening from UI side. So let me just, you know, trigger the state message so that client check will, you know, bring back the report, evaluation report, the information immediately back to the console so that I can show you guys the.
Do you want to show the services?
Yeah, maybe here. Okay, yeah, Classical is right. So right now we can come back. Okay, you guys see it's disabled. Let me just refresh. Okay, it's already turned back to be automatic. The issue has actually already been fixed. So how could admin know the problem has been solved? Let's take a look. Okay, right now it's still 41, and here I have 9 computers running into this problem. Let me just refresh. Oops. The number has changed. Right now it's only 40 because that computer has been remediated successfully. The problem solved. Okay? Okay, so that's the demo I'm going to show you. So let's just switch back to the slides. Okay, as I just mentioned, demonstrate. We have client activity. We will be able to tell you just a quick recap, active or inactive, and we have AD integration. And also for client check, you may have questions. So, okay, now I know you guys introduced some pre-check into the system, but what exactly the check you guys perform? So here, let me try to answer these questions. Basically, we introduced 22 client check rules in this release. Those 22 rules can be simply categorized into 4 areas. The first area is client prerequisites, meaning all those dependency, all those prerequisites, configuration manager client required, for example, like MS XML 6.0 or, you know, .NET, so all these things. So we will do check every time to see CM client is still, all those dependent component is still there. If not, we will do remediation to reinstall all those prerequisites. And the second portion is those Windows services, which makes sense to configuration manager. We will not, you know, check all the service, but we will check things like Windows Update service, or you know, bit service, because these services are important to other module, other components of configuration manager. And also we will try to remediate them if their you know, startup type is not right or they are not up and running. We will do that. And then the third part is very interesting, is the WMI. So we get customer feedback. They are running into WMI corruption issues in back to 2007 days. And they have to take a lot of manual effort to fix client computers if they're running into WMI problems. So in this release, we spend a lot of time together with the WMI team, product team, and designed several checks to ensure the WMI on client computers is in a consistent state so that CM client can rely on WMI to perform all those operations. And we will just dig into more detail for this one in later slide. And the last one is configuration manager itself service. For example, the SMS agent host service I just demonstrated, we will try to detect if these services are up and running in a good shape. If not, we will remediate them. So basically, all those 22 rules, they can be categorized in this, into this four bucket. So I know some of you guys may have questions. I have my own business needs. I have my own criteria. Can I do some, you know, do you guys provide any extensibility to customize my own rules? So the answer is no for this release. So right now in 2012, you will be able to leverage all those predefined rules, but you are not allowed to add any rules by yourself. Okay. Okay, so this is a workflow as I just demonstrated. You know, the basically how client check working is we have an agent, we have CM client in backend, which will launch the client check periodically in a daily basis and generate a result. And then client will send this result by using state message system to management point, and then management point will be able to send all this information back to site database, and then there will be a summarization jobs to you know, summarize all those raw data to make sure it can be displayed properly on the UI, as I just demonstrated.
Jason, what if the evaluation engine itself is broken?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So how about if the client check engine itself is not running? Client check itself is kind of is a registered task, which should be triggered by Windows task scheduler. But sometimes, you know, it just don't run. So to handle this kind of tricky scenario, we also have a small, lightweight watchdog process, which we're running, you know, in the client side, which will monitor the client check evaluation history in a periodic manner. For example, every hour it will take a look if client check is still, you know, it's still up and running as expected. So this process will ensure, this watchdog process will ensure us, in case the client check itself is not working, we will still be able to tell admin that, okay, something wrong on this client computers, you better take a look. So that's kind of a, you know, the double insurance or guarantee process we offered. Okay, so that's the basic workflow for client check. Okay, this is WMI, as I mentioned. I'm not sure how many of you guys has run into WMI issues where you play with Configuration Manager 2012 or you know 2007. But we did hear a lot of customer feedbacks. They have this kind of issues and they want to have a reliable way to fix these problems without invest a lot of manual effort for you know maintaining customized scripts or doing other remote control things like Karthik mentioned, right? So the idea here is in client check, we designed several checks. The idea is to check if the WMI is in a consistent state. If not, we will be able to remediate WMI using the approach which WMI product team suggested to ensure you know, WMI will not be a problem where you are managing client computers. Okay. Okay. Also, I mentioned that we don't support you to create your own client check rules in this release, but still we offer a certain you know, flexibility for you to use in client check. So for example, you can specify one, I would like to trigger client check. by default, it will be run in the middle night every day. But you can, you know, specify certain time, or you can specify an interval. For example, by default, it's 24 hours. You can let it run, let's say, every 48 hours or less than, you know, 24 hours. And also, this is the switch I just mentioned. So all tree remediation might be useful for most of customers, but you may have certain, you know, mission-critical servers in data center where you don't really want client check to try to fix all the problems by themselves, by ourselves. You may want to take a look and you know, decide how to take actions on these client computers because they are important. They are in a, you know, very mission-critical situation. So in this case, you will be able to using DCM, the desired configuration management, to turn off remediation on those client computers so that it offers certain flexibility for you guys. Okay. Okay, finally, after Karthik and I share the endpoint protection and how Microsoft IT using endpoint protection as well as client status to solve all those day-to-day challenges. So I'd like to invite Karthik to share what the final result looks like in Microsoft IT today.
Before we jump on to the numbers, I would like to explain the findings that we have found in MSIT. These are the top issues that are remediated by Client Health Evaluation Engine. First one is the client prerequisites missing. There are some client prerequisites required for a Config Manager client. So if those prerequisites are missing, the engine will automatically check that and also remediate and fix that, so that the agent will start installing and agent will start working fine. As usual, WMI is our biggest pain point. So it has WMI check in client health evaluation is automatically doing the reset and then resolves most of the WMI problems. We're going to show some numbers also on how many of them are remediated by evaluation engine. Also, the next important other issue is the client service stopped. SMS agent service gets stopped is also a common issue that we see, and that's also getting resolved by evaluation engine. The next one is, as Jason mentioned before, the client health evaluation engine itself will get stopped, and the watchdog process that he mentioned will capture this data and send it to the server. So what are the benefits out of client health evaluation engine in MSIT? It allowed us to decommission a lot of custom scripts that I already mentioned before, and also reduce a lot of admin hours to doing the remediation activities. So you may ask, like, what's the overall remediation success rate? Out of all the issues found on the client base, we have 96.97% of success rate in remediating those issues as of March 2012. And what did Configuration Manager did to us? First and foremost, it identified inactive clients easily. Earlier, we were not able to find out inactive clients or offline machines. Now, with the client activity check, with the AD Active Directory check, we can easily identify inactive clients in Config Manager. Also, it has the inbuilt logic to find out the client health metric calculation. I think Jason mentioned the threshold window where you can select the different timelines for your thresholds. So it has that inbuilt logic for the inactive client, as well as the client check will also give the metrics for your health check. And it also has this in-console reporting and in-console monitoring for statistics and the trending. For example, this is one of the console data. As you can see, it will give you the numbers and also to the machine level, how many machines have been remediated for WMI and how many machines have failed for prerequisite failures and also got remediated successfully. Okay. With that, let's see the numbers for SCEP. For SCEP, as of March 2012, the SLA for MSIT is 99.71 out of all the clients that are active, which means these many machines have been all successfully compliant for definition updates, which is very, very impressive and also very important for us to keep this machine secured in our environment. And the last one is the client status, which is the client health metrics, we have increased from 95% to 99.45%. Because earlier we were not able to identify the clear metrics and clear offline machines. Now, thanks to Config Manager, we are able to find out the right machines and also find out the right healthy machines. Also, it does remediate the unhealthy machines automatically, so the chances of having the unhealthy machines are very less. So we could able to hit the mark 99.45 easily, thanks to Config Manager.
Yeah, I have a question, Karthik. In your demo, you demonstrate how Microsoft IT, there's spend decent amount of time to configure all the endpoint protection related policies, configurations, to make sure, you know, it's up and running and protect everything. So could you please share with those folks here, how many time you guys spend in client status from configuration perspective to ensure it's up and running and works?
Okay, that's an important point, because for SCEP, we have to modify or set different settings. But for client health, we didn't do any kind of special settings. It is in the product. It already has the logic in it. It does the work for you and then give this maintain the client health in your environment. So that's why I couldn't show any of the settings in my as a demo also, because we haven't done any special settings there. It is in the product and it works for us well.
Great to hear.
Yeah. Thanks for it.
Thank you, Karthik. So guys, that's almost all the content we prepared for today's sessions. So now we're going to open for questions, and Karthik and I will go down to stage to talk to you guys. And one more thing before we start end the sessions. So I'd like to recommend two nice blog posts on the topic we just shared today. Okay, the first blog post is talking about managed security within Configuration Manager 2012. The second one is talking about client status. There's more information in these two blog posts. So I would encourage you guys to take a look. And then I will really appreciate if you guys can, complete the evaluation report after the session. And thanks for your guys' time. If you have any questions, just come here and let's talk. Thank you.